or there'll be trouble. The doctor recommended a few sips and often. And Dr. Serafino is a good man, otherwise you wouldn't be with us at this hour. The nun told him kindly, but in a firm voice. The cardinal. It was the cardinal, Bernardino tried to say, with his voice choking between new coughs. Yes, yes. It was Cardinal Baldacci who wanted you to be cured in this place, thanks to the intercession of his dear nephew. Unfortunately, the cardinal is no longer here. A disgrace, a horrible disgrace. The cardinal was killed by one of his servants, from what I know, a certain Mira. She made him fall from the balcony of his study after stabbing him with a very sharp knife. Rumor said that the cardinal caught the girl stealing from his study. A fight broke out between the two of them, and the old man got the worst of it. But the servant girl was arrested and will pay for her sins. Ah, she'll pay. Despite his pains, Bernardino grabbed the nun's hand and made a superhuman effort to talk to her. Are you telling me that Cardinal Artemio Baldacci is dead? Is it true? But how long has it been since I lost consciousness? From the way you speak, it doesn't seem to be yesterday or the day before yesterday. And what about Lucia Baldacci? From what you tell me, she must have been left alone. Stay calm, I told you, but you mustn't make any effort. You spent a month on this bed, in the grip of fever, delirium, dreams that gripped your soul and your heart. My sisters and I were desperate for you. And instead, the good Lord has not yet welcomed you into his house, and you are still among us. I will send a message to Lucia Baldacci, telling her that you have regained consciousness. She will be very happy and will certainly come to visit you the next few days. Sister, send for her at once. Palazzo Baldacci is just across the street, in this very square. I can even see it from my window. The nun smiled and withdrew her hand, still held by Bernardino's hand. For her safety, the lady withdrew to the family's country residence, near Monsano, with her daughters and their tutors. The Pope has already appointed a new cardinal, who is arriving from Rome. Since it is not known what idea she has, Countess Lucia prefers to stay away from the city for the moment. Consider that Yesi is in complete disarray. We no longer have either civil or religious authority, and we could be easy prey to enemies, both internal and external. So I consider the noble woman's decision to protect herself and her daughters to be wise. We must not forget that her betrothed, Andrea, is still in circulation and could come at any moment to claim his seat as captain of the people, as well as the hand of the noble Baldacci. After all, he would have every right. The title of Capitano del Popolo belongs to him, and his blood runs in little Laura's veins, Bernardino said, with his voice almost starting to clear up. You've only just recovered and already you can't keep your damn mouth shut? Don't say heresies. Wasn't it enough to escape the flames once? Do you want to end up in the fire again? The nun replied ironically, going to close the window shutters and plunging the room into darkness. Rest now, for you need it. Just one thing, sister. I have the urge to urinate. How can I do it? I'll never get up from here. How do you think you've been doing all these days? Just relax. We've applied a hose, which conveys your moods directly into a jar under the bed. Bernardino let go of the urine, marveling at how, in fact, there was a strange odor in the room, due to the medicines and the poultices they had applied to his burns. But there was no smell of excrements at all, and he must have made some in a month that he was lying in bed. While he could remember nothing of the delusions and dreams of the previous days. From then on, Bernardino's rest was constantly agitated by nightmares, dreams, and visions, which he himself, in his awake sleep, could hardly discern.